March 3, acceptable ambition. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Exodus 33:19. In this representation, the Lord desired to teach the lesson that he requires in his people, purity of character, holiness of life. He desires to see revealed in them toward each other the attributes of mercy and loving kindness and long suffering, that his people may demonstrate that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Psalm 19:7. The Lord is ready to manifest himself to us if our hearts are seeking and serving him. It is ever his desire to impart the richest blessings to those who serve him with a pure heart. Christ will be our teacher if we will open our hearts to his instruction and obey his voice. It is the Lord's will that you should exert a wide influence for good. Have you resolved to be a decided Christian? Then fail not nor be discouraged. Let your work have an uplifting influence that you may be a laborer together with God. The Lord would have us all glorify his name. Last night, a heavy burden rested upon me in regard to the great work that is to be done. It is a work that calls for the exercise of all the capabilities that men possess. Will you not exercise your capabilities in a way that will bring you into perfect union with Jesus Christ? As parents and teachers, we are to cooperate with the divine teacher. We are to labor to restore to men and women the sense of moral obligation which has been lost. Let every parent now cooperate with the divine plan and thus become laborers together with God. All our varied capabilities belong to God. He has bought us by the gift of his only begotten Son, and those who have a sense of their obligation to God will cooperate with a divine purpose. Those who carry responsibilities in this work of giving the third angel's message to the world are to show a determined purpose to advance the work of God. Heart and soul and voice are to be consecrated to him that they may reach the highest degree of excellence, a likeness to the character of God. Every faculty, every attribute with which the Lord has endowed us is to be employed for the uplifting of our fellow men. If we will do our best, working with unselfish spirit, the Lord will accept our service. Letter 50, March 3, 1909, to a physician in private practice.